Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are Ministries Without Walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Riley is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Rowell, and you can inbox her there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to become a partner, just email or inbox Apostle Yvonne Brown. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao. First on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Our Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, you can receive it for an offering of $25 or more, and you can receive it by text or email of your choice. Amen. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you can contact Apostle Yvonne at her email address or inbox her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Amen. And she will tell you how you can get connected and start receiving Moment in the Spirit. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao, and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, who is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. It comes on every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team. Hallelujah. You want to get aboard. You want to be a part. You want to get connected and stay connected. Amen. These are ministries with you in mind. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners today to Voice of Truth. If it's your first time listening in, we say thank you for taking time out of your day to be a part of the service, whether by web or by phone. We just said thank you, and we thank God for you, and we pray that he will bless you richly. Amen. That's all of our announcements for the day. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Father. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your loving kindness, your grace. We give you thanks, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are able to supply everything that we need. And we just give you praise and honor and glory for it, Father. We thank you, Father God, that your mercy endures forevermore. We thank you, Father God, our Father God, for Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Father God, for life in itself. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning and started us on our way, Father. Our Father, we just said thank you, Father. We thank you for another day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you and pray, Father God, Father God, that you will protect your children all through the land, oh God, from all dangers seen and unseen, oh Father. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Father God. We pray for those, Father God, who's in the midst of the storm, Father God. We just ask for you to keep them covered, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Father God, for that even in the midst of the storm, Father God, that you are there. Oh, God, we just give you praise and glory. We just thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no way where there seem to be no way, Father God. You are a way maker, God. And we just give you praise and glory for it even now, Lord. We pray for the sick and the shut in, those that are behind prison bars. We pray for the homeless. We pray for orphans. We pray, Father God, that you will just comfort them where they are, oh God, and reveal your love unto them, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just say thank you, God. We just thank you, God, for another day. We just thank you for keeping us, Father. We just thank you, Father, for feeding us and clothing us. We thank you, Father, for all things, oh God, for thou art a gracious God. Oh Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory. We pray that you will save souls all over this world, oh Father, all through the land, just save souls, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every soul that's saved. We thank you, Father God, for every life that's changed, every heart that's changed, every soul that's saved. We just thank you for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the healing of the body, the soul, and the mind, God. We thank you for healing the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you even now, Father, for bringing somebody's son home, bringing somebody's daughter home. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We just said thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, for saving marriages, God. Oh, we just give you praise and honor and glory, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, we just thank you right now, God, for what you're getting ready to do, oh, Father God, revealing yourself unto the world. We just give you praise and honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Matthew's today, amen. Matthew's the 14th chapter, amen. And I am going to begin reading at verse number 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossing with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good courage, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, and he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Hallelujah. You're going to end right there, but we want to encourage you. I want to encourage you in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter so that you can get an understanding of what God is saying unto you. Amen. And we're just going to have a simple title today. We're just going to say, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What a powerful set of scriptures. Go to Jesus. The disciples, hallelujah, in the time when Jesus was doing his ministry, his earthly ministry, and Jesus had performed many miracles, my God. He had performed many miracles, and now they were headed to the other side. Jesus had told them in the word, he said, I want y'all to go ahead and go to the other side. And Jesus himself was going to pray. Hallelujah. So the disciples and all had gathered in the ship. Amen. Glory be to God. And they had got into the midst of the sea. And in the midst of the sea, the Bible tells us that the ship began to toss from side to side as the water began to rise and as the wind began to roar and the lightning began to flash. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they got to a point, hallelujah, I'm imagining that they could not no longer have any control over the ship due to the weather. Glory be to God. Due to the lightning and the thunder and the rain and the rising water on every side of the boat, beating the boat. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, hallelujah. My God, the storms in life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That kind of reminds us, hallelujah, when we're in our lives that we go through storms in our lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it knocks us around and it knocks us down and it causes all kind of confusion that many times we'll take our eyes off of Jesus. Glory be to God. But if we would go to Jesus in the midst of the storm, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if we would just go to him, whatever problem that we're facing in our life, in the storms of our life, if we would just go to Jesus, hallelujah, we would just take it to him and leave it with him, glory be to God, everything will be all right. But many times we don't take it to Jesus. Glory be to God. We fear comes, glory be to God, as we see here in the word of God, that as the weather, hallelujah, and the storm was raging, glory be to God, they began to fear, glory be to God, and the word tells us, glory be to God, that they seen a spirit, glory be to God, and they became afraid, hallelujah to Jesus. They weren't looking for Jesus, glory be to God, at that time. They was only worried about what they could see right there before them and before their eye, glory be to God. See, they already had to forgot about the miracles that Jesus had performed, glory be to God. All they could see was the storm, glory be to God, my God, but Jesus came walking on the water. Oh, hallelujah. Here he comes walking on the sea. No man ain't never walked on the sea. Glory be to God. Here he comes walking on the sea. Glory be to God. And walking towards them on the water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We got to keep faith in God. Even in the midst of a storm, we got to keep faith in God. We got to go to him in prayer. We got to go to him in the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When the storms of life began to rage, glory be to God, we got to go to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We got to get on our knees and pray and be not afraid. That's why Jesus told him, he said, be not afraid, it's I. Hallelujah. He said, it's me. You don't have to be afraid. Glory be to God. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid of what's going on. Hallelujah to Jesus, because I never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. In the midst of the storm, I'm there. Glory be to God. And Peter says unto God, unto Jesus, he says, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come. Glory be to God. Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. Follow me. I will lead you in the midst of the storm. Glory be to God. If we would go to Jesus instead of everybody else, if we would go to Jesus and stop trying to fix it ourselves, if we would just go to Jesus, he will make everything all right. Glory be to God. Because see, the Bible just said unto us, glory be to God, that when Jesus told him to come, hallelujah, the Bible says, and Peter got out came down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. He didn't say he went to his pastor. It didn't say that he went to a prophet. It didn't say that he went to his husband or his wife, but it said he went to Jesus. He went to go to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, because that's where the answer is. That's where your help is. Glory be to God when you go to Jesus. My God, when you go to Jesus, the Bible said he walked on water. Now, that's a powerful thing right there. Jesus walked on the water. Peter walked on the water. Why did Peter walk on the water? Because at that moment, he had nothing but faith. He kept his eyes on Jesus, and he was going to Jesus. It was in the midst of the storm, and it was storming, glory be to God, and the wind was raging, but he was going to Jesus in faith, glory be to God. The moment that he took his eyes off of Jesus, the very moment that he looked back and he heard the lightning and the thunder, and he heard probably the ones on the boat asking him, "What are you doing, Peter?" In other words, I'm just paraphrasing. I'm just imagining what they could have said that caused him to lose focus when he was trying to go to Jesus. See, people will come, glory be to God, to try to keep your focus off of Jesus, to keep you from going to Jesus. Because see, the devil don't want you to go in prayer. He don't want you to be in the word, because he don't want you to go to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, my God, my God. But the Bible says when the wind began, oh, hallelujah, to blow, glory be to God, and the wind came closer, that means it was hard wind. Oh, glory be to God, probably wind that'll make you rock. I almost want to blow you down, glory be to God. But if he had just kept going, if he had kept walking in faith, if he had just kept going to Jesus, my God, he would never fail. Glory be to God. But he failed the moment that he took his eyes off of Jesus. When he took his eyes off of him, glory be to God, when he started listening to other things, when he started listening to other voices, glory be to God, when he started listening, oh, my God, my God, oh, my God, you got to go to Jesus. You got to go to Jesus regardless of what's going on. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, my God, my God, that's one of his promises in the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't matter what type of storm it is, he's able to keep you. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he walked. Peter walked water. He walked on water. That was faith. He got down. He put his leg over that boat, on the side of that boat. And when he began to walk, he was going to Jesus. It is a storm. Glory be to God. And we have storms in our lives. And the storms of life rages sometimes, but we got to keep going. We got to keep looking forward and keep going to Jesus. Whatever problem we have, we got to go to Jesus. No matter what's going on, we got to go to Jesus. We got to depend on Jesus. We got to trust in Jesus. Glory be to God. We got to go to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, if we would just learn to go to Jesus, if we would learn to Jesus. So Peter was fine until he took his eyes off Jesus. When he was walking towards Jesus and he was focused on nothing but Jesus, so we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on him. We got to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We got to fix our eyes on him so that we won't stumble and fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If we will go to Jesus in all things, if we will take it to Jesus and leave it at the cross, if we will take all our burdens and our sorrows and our pain, if we will go to Jesus and leave it with Jesus, if we'll just talk to Jesus, if we'll talk to Jesus about it, glory be to God, it wouldn't be on every sign, though. But because we don't take it to Jesus, we put more confidence in man than we do in God. We don't put no confidence in him. We don't go to him and say, Lord, I got a problem. I need you to help me, Lord. Lord, I need you to help me. I can't make it, Lord. But we don't do that. We go to everybody else. We don't go to him. We got to have faith in him. When we're walking on this Christian journey of faith, we got to go to Jesus. We got to go to him. And we got to believe on him and know that everything is going to be all right. Glory be to God. When we go to Jesus, hallelujah, as my mother would say, glory be to God, if she was still here today, is that when you go to Jesus, you don't have to worry about him telling anybody else your business. You don't have to worry about it being put on every sign, though. Oh, hallelujah. He's not going to look down upon you. Glory be to God. Whatever your problem may be, glory be to whatever your storm may be. Your storm may be alcohol and drugs. Your storm may be home money. Glory be to God. Homosexuality, it may be a storm. Glory be to God. You don't know who you are. Glory be to God. But if you go to Jesus, if you will just come, glory be to God. If you will come to Jesus, oh, hallelujah. If you will go to him with your problem, glory be to God. He can clean you up. Glory be to God. My God, my God. We just go to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. All of us are going through something. Glory be to God, my God, my God. But if we would go to the truth, if we would go to Jesus, glory be to God. If we want the truth, we need to go to Jesus. If we want the true answer, we want to go to Jesus. He is the answer. Glory be to God. He is the way. He's the truth and he's the life. He's the one. Glory be to God. He is the one that you need to go to. If you need healing in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, you need to go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Glory be to God. You're spending all your money. Glory be to God. But if you want true healing, glory be to God. No matter what it is, see, when you're sick in your body, that's a storm. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. If you're on your bed, that's a storm. You ain't got no money in the bank, that's a storm. You ain't got no money in the bank, that's a storm. You don't know how you're going to make ends meet, that's a storm. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Go to him. Hallelujah. You know, that's a powerful word of God. He reveals a truth through a storm. He revealed that Jesus was the Son of God in these very scriptures. He revealed that Jesus was the Son of God. Because they said, of a truth, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the word of God, they said, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Because they seen him walking on the water. They seen Peter walking on the water. And when all the storm and the rain, Jesus was right on time. He was on time. They weren't looking for him. They thought they saw a spirit. Glory be to God. But they truly weren't looking for him. Hallelujah. All they could see was a storm. Hallelujah. Somebody need to go to Jesus. You don't try everything else. Oh, hallelujah. You've been looking for healing. You've been looking for deliverance. And you've been wanting to be set free. But you got to go to Jesus. And you got to get in his word so that he can be revealed unto you as the Son of God, the truth, the living God. You got to go to Jesus. Your answer is in Jesus. Your healing and deliverance is in Jesus, but you got to go. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus. If we would just go to Jesus, if we would go to him and believe in him and keep our eyes on him and keep our eyes focused, because sometimes in the storm it is very hard to stay focused because you got so much around you that's falling down around you. Glory be to God. But if we keep focused, if we keep going and walking in faith and walking and going to Jesus with our problem, whatever it is, he's able to fix it. We got to believe. Jesus, the Son of the living God, is your answer. if you would just go to him. You won't go to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's real. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come to him. Seek him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's your friend. He's your company keeper. He's everything that you need in the midst of the storm, because as surely as you live, you may not be going through a storm right now, but you will go through one in this lifetime. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. None of us are exempt from the storms of life and the issues of life. Glory be to God. But those that know Jesus and those that go to Jesus, hallelujah, we got promises and benefits from being saved. Glory be to God. And knowing him for ourselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody else go for you. You got to go for yourself. You got to have your own faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe for yourself. Glory be to God. You got to go to Jesus yourself. Glory be to God. What you need is in him. Glory be to God. You know, the Bible says that Peter had took his eyes off of Jesus. Glory be to God. After he was going to Jesus, hallelujah, and he was falling into the water or into the sea. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He asked the Lord to save me. Glory be. He said, Lord, save me. So we need to go to Jesus and say, Lord, save me. Whatever is coming against me, Lord, save me. Lord, I'm in the midst of this storm. Save me. Oh, glory be to God. If you would just say, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. In the midst of the storm. And you might say, well, I can't say nothing. Well, say Jesus. Can you say Jesus? Jesus. Say, Jesus, I come to you. I ask you to save me, Lord, save me. Save me, Lord, heal me, Lord, deliver me, Lord. Hallelujah. Go to Jesus. I dare you. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Glory be to God. If you go to Jesus, your life will never, ever be the same if you go to Jesus. Stop going to all your so-called friends. Hallelujah. Oh, they great pretenders. They great pretenders. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Go to Jesus. And everything will be all right. And we know that it was all right because the Bible said that Jesus said, and Jesus said unto Peter, he said, O thou little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Hallelujah. He doubted when he took his eye off Jesus. When he started looking at the situation, he started hearing the voice of all the ones crying around him, asking what we were doing, why was he gone, why are you getting out the boat, how come you're getting out the boat, Peter? Hallelujah. I can just imagine. I said, Peter, why are you getting out the boat? What you think you're doing, Peter? You can't walk on water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Don't voice. Glory be to God all around us. Hallelujah, but we got to keep going to Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to have that faith and walk and go to Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. And the Bible tells us that when they got into the ship, the wind ceased. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they began to worship him. Glory be to God. They began to worship Jesus, and they knew of a truth that he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you today to go to Jesus. No matter what you're going through in your life right now, no matter what kind of storm you're going through in your life right now, if you would just go to Jesus, take it to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and everything will be all right. Glory be to God. We are running out of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer, now let's repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church and get your Bible and begin to read and develop your relationship with God. And leave my message on Facebook. And welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. We have got to get out of here. Glory be to God. We just thank God for the word of God that came forth today. We give him all the glory for it in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you solid before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Don't forget, whatever you do, go to Jesus with it. Amen. Glory be to God. God loves you. We love you too. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, you have a great week this week in the name of the Lord. Amen. Everything is going to be all right. Amen.